a Christmas coach trying to get her client into the holiday spirit and reminding him the true meaning of Christmas. It's all happening here at AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's The Christmas 24/7 Channel, keeping the spirit of Christmas 24/7. Give, forgive, be merry.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Our last show.
Our last one.
The end of the road.
Hallmarkies. It's over.
It is over.
Not just yet. Not yet.
We still need to break down this movie. Welcome, After Buzzers and Hallmarkies, to the Countdown to Christmas After Show. We are going to be talking about a cheerful Christmas. I'm your host, Chelsea Overrocker. And over to my far left, I have Princess here, who is a planner and has her spreadsheet of her Christmas shopping. She has not finished yet, but she is doing it this week.
Yes, I am. Though there's a small percentage that I leave for Christmas Eve because I like the rush.
You love it.
For the thrill of the sport.
Oh my God.
Most people have spreadsheets because they want to get it all done before the rush.
I'm a little bit of a thrill seeker.
I like it. It's spontaneous.
It's great. A little bit. And right next to Princess, we have Haley J here, pretty in her green blouse.
Oh, thank you. I had to be the contrast to you guys with your plaid. Works out. We're like a little Christmas ornament, right?
We are. I like it.
Thank you.
Well, for tonight's movie, we're going to be discussing it, and then we have our Hallmark Essential Checklist. We've created a checklist that we feel like every Hallmark follows, and we're going to see if this movie does the same. And then gifting ideas with Haley J. It's the last one in 1 week until Christmas, so maybe we can help you out.
I think so.
We can do it. I think we could do it. All right, let's get into a cheerful Christmas. What did you guys think of this movie?
It was a different concept. I like the idea to have two sisters kind of working together, doing something that's not the most typical job.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
It was, going back to the job thing, I was very confused about what exactly they were responsible for doing.
What does that outline look like?
Right. What is the job description for this? What exactly is your, are you like the holiday expert? She did interior design. She did shopping, some personal stuff. It was very interesting. But, you know, you got to make the coin. So, however that happens.
Which is right. We're hustling out here.
I agree. Yeah. Well, James, when they were, Lauren and James were going ice skating, James even asked her, so what exactly do you do with your other clients? And she's called the Christmas coach, and she goes a little bit above and beyond a Christmas decorator. That was the impression I got.
Well, I would think you have to, because when it's not Christmas time, you have to have other talents. So I guess that's where interior designing and all those things come into play.
Oh, right. Maybe it's a seasonal offering. I don't know. I'm thinking about this way too deep. I'm not going to go there.
Oh, no. But, you know, I think just helping their clients figure out, okay, what do you like about Christmas and how can we bring that into decorations? I think that was Lauren and Colleen, the two best friends, and what they do together.
Bringing back the holiday spirit and joy and families that maybe are lacking.
I agree. What did you guys think of James? Frances and I were a fan of James.
I like James.
Yeah.
I like the accent.
Me too. It was different.
Something about the way he looked reminded me of Channing Tatum, and that made me very happy. I think it's his eye shape.
I don't know if I necessarily saw that.
Okay, fair enough. It's me. It just be me. It's interesting. We were also talking when Chelsea and I were watching. It would have been interesting to see, because in some ways, you have the uptight British person, you have the loosey-goosey American. It would have been cool to see what would have happened if they had switched them. And kind of switch the stereotypes in a way, like flip them on their heads. So.
Yeah.
But either way, he came around, and I was still a fan of him. And I thought he looked similar to Channing. That could just be me.
A good Channing Tatum. Well, he wasn't bad to look at. Let's just say that. And Mariam, she was definitely a huge conflict. And, you know, it kind of goes back to been best friends for a while. The family knows her. She's a lawyer to James. But it just didn't work out.
Well, didn't she imply that they had hooked up before?
That's what I thought.
They?
That they were
she
on
said
and off
when we
again.
Drank too much. Like that right. doesn't, you know.
Right. I think she just got her heart, you know, her heartstrings involved because it sounded like they had some flames.
Something.
Yeah. She wanted them to be more, but I'm glad she came around at the end because We like girls to support each other around here.
We do. And I was telling Princess this, you know, Mariam, when James told Mariam, okay, you are a good friend, but I don't see anything more. How great is it that you turn around and then there's your guy? Because then his cousin comes around and he's like, hey, mm-hmm. they have all this stuff in common. I wish it was a quick turnaround like that.
Yeah, literally turning around and finding.
You look at
Hey, you know, it's a Christmas miracle. Maybe it'll still happen for us.
You gotta give the people hope, you know?
You do.
If you see it, you might hope for it.
If not in Hallmark, then where are you gonna find it?
Yeah.
Here we have it.
So, Haley, you mentioned that this was a different concept. Did you like the movie overall?
Or? Yeah, I thought it was cool to have two sisters that work together, very supportive, and the idea of a Christmas coach is one that I've not heard before. So yeah. I just thought that was a fun little playful. How can we just switch up the plot? Because like we've said, we do see a lot of very similar plots with Hallmark movies. So I always appreciate, whether it's my favorite movie or not, I always appreciate some different plot brought to the table.
Right.
Huh. I just thought about that. Which she does, and this plot was kind of a combination of two that we'd seen this season.
Oh, no.
Because we had a movie where the interior designer was designing their home.
Yes.
And then we had another movie with a personal Christmas shopper. So I felt like this kind of combined
You're
the two.
Right, actually.
You're right. Yeah.
just thought about that.
Maybe they got inspiration from each other.
Yeah. And they're like, let's combine the two.
And it just put a bow on it. Just wrap it all up.
Yep. Well, maybe I take that back.
One of my favorite moments of the movie was the tree envelopes, when everyone was putting their envelope on the tree. Because I was asking Princess, and she said, yeah, it goes back to when James was telling Lauren that was what he loved with his grandfather, that would go to different charities. And for the past 18 years, they would always put an envelope on the Christmas tree. And the time James turned 18, there was 18 envelopes on that tree. And I liked how Lauren put that in the Christmas party.
And she also really paid attention to him making snowmen, and that was his favorite thing. And again, we see the tribute to his grandfather, so I think that was cute of her finding ways to incorporate him. She's like, I'm going to break this guy. I'm going to find a way to get to his cold heart.
He was a tough one to break. I was thinking, okay, how is she going to warm his little heart? Because
he definitely seemed annoyed in the beginning.
He seemed very annoyed, and he made it very blunt. Like, I don't want anything to do. And Lauren is just trying to be like this happy...
And she broke the main rule. It's like Beauty and the Beast, don't go into the whatever room in Beauty and the Beast. What was it? He's like, don't go into the lair or whatever. And then it's the same thing of don't go into the office. And she broke that rule immediately, going into his office to decorate. Sure.
Yeah. And James had a hard time getting into the Christmas spirit because of his family. And what was the main concept? Was it because of the grandfather and the envelopes and they no longer did that? Or why was it that broke James where he had a hard time celebrating Christmas?
I don't think that they went into a specific thing. I mean, from what I recall, a lot of things were linked to when they moved. A lot of things changed when they moved.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they talked about a specific event, but just many things.
I just remember saying they haven't been that way since living in England.
Yeah, so maybe the move.
It was the move that did it? Yeah, because James wanted nothing to do with Christmas when Lauren was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly, after building the snowman together, getting hot cocoa.
And it tastes better outside. Has anyone experimented with that theory, by the way?
Well, yes, kind of.
Well, I've had it outside, but I don't know if I would say it tastes better.
I've never
outside.
Compared it.
Versus, yeah.
Well, living in Southern California a couple years ago, I was having hot cocoa around the holidays, and I just got off of work, and my coworker and I were walking to our cars, and it was hot. And we're like, oh, we're burning up, but we have this hot cocoa. So we get into the car, and then we just start blasting the AC, and it tasted better because, you know, it's just
it's colder. I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just like, chocolate is chocolate. I like it, whatever temperature.
You're like, whatever. Whether it's hot or cold outside, I'm a fan of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I guess it's more comforting when it's hot. Like a hot drink in cold weather. Yeah.
I like how she was just like, try it. And then he's like, okay, what's he going to say? No, it doesn't taste good. No, I don't like it.
But, yeah, I thought that was great. And then when they went ice skating together, and he was, he was slowly trying to hit towards Lauren. So do you do this with all your clients, or is it just me trying to do, like, the special?
So we saw them first start falling for each other, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I liked Lauren's character. It's a little different than what I've seen with other leads in the past Hallmark movies that we've covered, because she's just very talkative and just very go with the flow, but it's just so much of it. Like, she's very...
She was funny. I thought she had more spunk than some very. Of the typical keep to themselves. She was very outspoken. She tried new ideas. I liked that, too. She wasn't afraid to experiment and... You know, with the singing doormat and all that stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when she's all like, deck the halls, that's your song?
Yeah, I thought she was more relatable than a lot of the women we've seen. I like the fact that when she gets nervous, she starts to over-communicate.
Yes.
And I think that's something that's super relatable. People have nervous tics. People get nervous when talking. So I just thought that was super cute and... I saw myself in her more than I've seen in some of the other characters we've seen.
Yeah. I agree. Do you guys have any top favorite moments that you like in the movie? Mine was the envelopes.
I want to say the envelopes, too. That's something I was thinking about while watching it. I'd like to find a way to incorporate that into my future family somehow. Because I think it shows, it prioritizes giving back. And I think it's just something to be mindful of during the holidays. It's not just about the gifts you give your family, but also the gift that you give to society and to people that don't have and just to the greater good. So I thought that was a really, really cool concept.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that. And also seeing him build the snowman.
Yes.
Seeing him build the snowman, it was kind of like bringing him back to the childhood of just the playfulness. And even though he had a call coming, he was still like, you know what, I can take the 2 seconds to enjoy this time. So that was like the first time we saw his walls break down a little bit. So I appreciated that moment.
And I even said that's the turning point with James' character, because after that, he was very festive. He was very giving. And I like that he gave, I don't know if it was his assistant, but the elephant gift.
Yes.
I thought that was really sweet, and that he adopted an elephant for her. And
that was cool, yeah.
And he was just very giving after that. And then with Joyce giving her a plane ticket to go back and see her family, and then bringing Lauren's dad to spend Christmas with her, because she always explains that her dad is very giving, but unfortunately they don't spend the holidays together.
So they did talk a lot about these Christmas wishes. Do you guys have a Christmas wish for yourself?
Something that I loved about this movie, and I try to practice in my own life, and I kind of hinted on it with the envelope, is using your wealth to bless others and to help people. I call it using your wealth wisely. You know, he went and changed the world, and he did so through changing the lives of others. And that's something that, for me, even though I'm not wealthy at this time, I try to always give, and I try to do what I can to help give other people a happy Christmas. You know, I'm thankful that I've always had good Christmases, and I just try and help create that for other people. So that's my Christmas wish, is that I'm able to give to someone. Yeah.
That's a good one. Kind of bouncing off of that, just giving back to the community, getting involved with more charities. Just not this time of year, but, you know, that's kind of something I want. That's something I would love to do for 2020 going into that.
I would too, actually. I've been thinking about that more, just that awareness of we are very lucky, and it's very easy to focus on what you don't have going right in your life, but just looking around, especially in LA with the homelessness, you just see a lot of need for help. So it's nice to do the smallest thing to help someone, and even just being nice to people and that whole concept. I think the holidays bring that back of love and cheer and just be friendly, you know, like it shouldn't be that hard.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Just be a good person.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, that was our breakdown for A Cheerful Christmas. Before we get into our Hallmark Essential Checklist, Princess here has a message for us.
Yes, guys, we thank you for joining us along this ride. We're so sad to go. However, you can continue all of the holiday fun by subscribing and liking the Christmas 24/7 channel. So if you like what you see today, like I said, go ahead and subscribe. Be sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and hit the thumbs up button. We love working here at AfterBuzz, and we love the holidays. So we're happy to finally have a channel that we can celebrate 24/7.
Thank you, Princess. All right, our final checklist. We're going to see if A Cheerful Christmas follows the format.
The last one.
Last one. All right, denial of the relationship.
I feel like it took a while maybe to get there.
Yeah.
But once they I mean, they were holding hands ice skating, and I remember thinking, oh, that was kind of quick. So I feel like once they decided they liked each other, I didn't see much pull.
Maybe a little bit between Colleen and Lauren. I think when Lauren was just kind of explaining her involvement with James, Colleen kind of hinted a little bit. But Joyce, well, that's more of a family influence, never mind. But, yeah, I would say once they were into each other, they were into each other. It wasn't like, I don't like her, I don't like him, or we're just friends.
Yeah.
But like you mentioned, Haley, it took a while for them to get to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Slow burn.
Family influenced the relationship. Joyce, yes. Huge one.
She was telling her the childhood little secrets to get her to know him better. She was supporting her decorating skills. So, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Deadline. To get the Christmas party.
Christmas party. Right, that's true.
And to get the Andersons' house decorated in time. Attempted first kiss. We had a few for this one.
Yeah.
When they were getting the Christmas tree and he was shoveling and she was trying to saw it down, she falls and he catches her and they both look at each other.
Oh, how convenient.
How convenient.
Look who's there to catch my fall.
And then the second one, after they stole some of Joyce's Christmas cookies, they were on the steps.
It's a cute moment.
They were. While they were eating their gingerbread cookies, they both looked at each other.
Have a moment. I love how I always make fun of how these couples fall into each other's arms. So watch me meet a guy that way. Like, they literally stumble into each other.
Like, Haley, look what happened. Hallmark moment. One character is successful. They're both successful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say Lauren successful with being a Christmas coach and then James with his business, too.
And being a lord and all.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
I know. Super wealthy. Yeah.
Amazing Christmas decorations. Of course, that's what this movie's about, decorating the house.
That's my non-negotiable, that I need that to be on every Hallmark checklist. We need that.
We need it. It has to be there. Conflict.
Yeah, I can't think of her. The thirsty one. Miriam. Yes, Miriam. Yes, she was thirsty.
But then we saw her be nice.
We saw her be nice only when she got shot down.
Right.
But
at least she accepted it and didn't take it out on Lauren.
No.
That's true. No. But she didn't have time either because she literally sat down and met the love of her life.
That's what I'm saying. It was a quick turnaround. Can that happen in real life, please? And we have a happy ending, of course, with Lauren and James bringing Lauren's dad home for Christmas and them kissing at the end.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
All right, so that was our Hallmark Essential Checklist and our breakdown of A Cheerful Christmas. Before we go, though, we have our last gifting idea with Haley J.
So this is actually so appropriate. We were just talking about giving back to charities and homelessness, and one of the main gifts items that's asked for in homes these days is socks. So this company called Bomba Socks is actually very cool because they give back when you purchase. So what's really cool about that is you can give gifts to your family members and friends, and then you're also helping others that are really in need. There's a countdown of how many have been donating. Really cool designs. That's Who doesn't want a good pair of socks? You know, everyone loves socks.
Yeah.
So Bombas is BOMBAS.com. You can shop all the different varieties. Hurry up if you want it in time for Christmas.
Yeah,
and of course, it's really awesome to give gifts that give back to people that really need it. So
yeah,
that was a great one.
And we were discussing, I think it was last episode that, well, last weekend, you know, what do you give people? It's just like you want something practical. And who doesn't need socks? I'm always running out of socks. I need them.
I mean, you just, yeah, you need them.
And this is giving back to charity.
Practical.
So
exactly.
This is perfect. Well, thanks, Haley J, for that. Okay. Well, it was so nice to be able to join you guys for Hallmarkies. But before we go, we're going to give our social media handles. We have Princess here.
Hey guys, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at PrincessCTV. I'm so sad to go, but until next time.
Yes.
Which next year will probably be right around the corner.
Really?
At the rate things are going.
Yeah.
You can find me Instagram and Twitter at HeyJ, H-A-Y-J _. I hope everyone has an amazing rest of their holidays.
And you could find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overrocker. That's Chelsea with an I-E. And on Twitter at Chels Overrocker. All right, you guys have a wonderful Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and enjoy more Hallmark movies. It's going on till the end of the year. Yes. All right. Until then, see you guys next time.
Bye. Don't drink too much on New Year's.
No.
Or do.
Chief Elf Officers Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, Chief Spirit Officer Jeff Graham, and the entire The Christmas 24/7 channel, we would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's The Christmas 24/7 channel. If you have questions or comments, email us at thechristmas247@gmail.com. Until next time, do your best to give, forgive, and be merry. Ho, 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 ho.